Recently, Western Iowa Mutual Insurance held its annual golf benefit here at Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic back on June 27th. And John Paul, who is helping to represent this year, helping to organize the tournament and representing Western Iowa Mutual in this effort, is with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Well, good to see you, Jim, and thanks for having us on. First of all, it's kind of a standing joke that I'm retired, but I still do fit in on some items yet wrapping up, and the golf benefit is near and dear to me personally and for the company. And again, this was our 34th annual golf benefit, raising money for local fire departments, and the entry fee of $300 goes back directly to the fire department of their choice, and we'll pick up the green fees and line up everything else. It's an early shotgun start, and we will continue to do this, and it's just a great event for the fire departments.
34 years. How do you keep something like that going that long?
Well, it's kind of like a marriage. You read the small print, and you just keep it moving, Jim, but it's had kind of its ups and downs, and we still have a few openings, but again, just the basis for where it goes, and as a mutual insurance company, farms and homes in the rural areas primarily, we count on our fire departments to have that training, to be out there and when we need them, and help our customers and anybody that needs help in that situation.
Well, through 34 years, you've seen turnover in area fire departments, so we get some fire departments that send some folks over to play in this event, so you probably have multiple generations that have experienced this.
We do. It's kind of like a family reunion, old home week when we get together, and you get the hat and the sunglasses off. You can recognize people a little bit better, but we do have some of the same individuals that have played all 34 years in our tournament, and has been some turnover. It goes to the next generation. We've got the kids and the grandkids filling in, and sometimes gets a little tough to get around the course when you get a little age like myself, but it's still a great day and a great event, and we just celebrate that here at Nishna Hills here in Atlantic.
Yeah, you've had an opportunity to get together with a lot of folks over the years and have some fun. It's not all competition. It's a lot of fun, too. I've seen some guys out there that probably golf once a year, and this is their tournament.
It is, yes. Yeah, so it's of all variation. It's we get some nice low scores out there out of a few teams, but really it's just a day to get out and celebrate. We started early in the morning with an 8:30 shotgun start, and we try to beat the heat and stay with that last Monday in June. That way I can remember when it's going to be. It's worked well for us. And just jumping into a couple of numbers, Jim, just specifically, as of January 1 of 2022, before the tournaments, just for the golf outing, we're over $304,000. And historically, for all the fire departments, we're about $830,000. And that's not counting this year's annual checks that are going out or for the fire benefit on the golf course. So we're very proud of the numbers for a small mutual company that we're able to put together over the years.
Yeah, those are some crazy numbers, but they're important numbers. They need this money. They're supported in a lot of different ways, and this is one of the ways to do that. As we all know, a lot of the rules and regulations and things have been tightened up a lot with regard to training and equipment that's needed. And we're not on unlimited money pots, unfortunately, especially in some of those small community fire departments.
Yeah, you're correct with that. And it's difficult to get individuals anymore that will take the time to step up to want to be a part of the fire department and that training that goes along with it. And again, that training in advance of being out there for the safety, for the not having the liability issues. So we need more young men and women to step up into this position to keep this going. Otherwise, it's hard to get the truck out and get them going. And with mutual aid, we have some protection. But a shout out to all the firemen and all the men and women that are a part of it and the training that they do. It's just incredible, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, if we didn't have people that stepped up to volunteer to do this, because many of these folks are working in volunteer departments, giving up their time, but also, as you said, willing to spend the extra time to do the training, and then the opportunities there that don't always present themselves for folks in small towns to have the flexibility that a lot of employers give these folks to take off and go when the bell sounds. It's all important part of living in Southwest Iowa.
It is. Times are changing. The communication available, the 911s, having everything work is instrumental. And as a part of this, I believe We had 25 different fire departments that were a part of our event this year, and we max out at 36 teams, so we have two teams per hole. Had a couple of openings and a couple that were paid that did not show up, but we will have some openings for next year, so if there's an interest this early, contact me, and we'd love to get you the information to be a part of this great event for 2023.
You bet. And when folks do sign up for their teams, they also designate what fire department they would like to support. You mentioned 25 of them. What do you have this year? Who's all going to benefit this year from the event?
Well, just kind of a quick shout out. Of course, Atlantic, Carson, Emerson, Glenwood, Griswold, Henderson, Lewis, Logan, Macedonia, Malvern, Marnie, McClelland, Oakland, Pisgah, Shenandoah, Silver City, Trainer, Underwood, and Walnut. That's quite a variation for Southwest Iowa. So it's not just the Atlantic crew. We've got a well represented all through the area, Jim.
You bet. Well, and you mentioned some of the big numbers, the total numbers of dollars raised and handed out over the course of this time. But you've got some individual fire departments that have done actually quite well through this fundraiser.
Well, again, this all adds up pretty quick, especially for Atlantic, since I host the tournament. And we usually have six, seven teams that are here from Atlantic. And historically, we've got Atlantic just short of $45,000, and that was before the tournament this year that we've given out just specifically for them. And we've got even our local Henderson Fire Department that's over $25,000. We have, I guess through the Paul family, have contributed a little bit to sponsoring teams and individuals in that direction. So again, just some great numbers that have been produced over the years, and we look forward to continuing this into 2023. And thanks again to all of those that participated, to the businesses that sponsored, and to the individuals that forked up their own money to play. And combination of those two things.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, actually, because you kind of hit on both ends there. You've got Atlantic, which is a little larger in the scheme of things around these parts, and then you've got Henderson, which is obviously a little bit smaller, but they're both doing well. I just off the top of my head, I noticed looking it through some of those, Avoca has done well traditionally there. They've been able to generate a lot of revenue. So, I mean, it really makes a big impact in some of those smaller communities.
It does. And again, this the historical would be a combination of annual donation, fire run donation, and also for the golf benefit. And there were some starting numbers that go back. So it's been a great run, and we just really appreciate the fire departments and the those that show up for the tournament, and again, to those that sponsor and those individuals that play. So we'd like to encourage them to be there again for 2023, and we need some additional teams to be there also, and would like to get those lined up earlier. That makes my job a lot easier.
I'm sure it does. Going to do it again next year?
We're planning on 2023, and Lord willing, we're going to go ahead and have the old dog trying to set things up. And I just love that communication with the individuals. That's again, it's like a homecoming again. And we just personally and business-wise, we really enjoy that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to you folks at Western Iowa Mutual for helping out to promote all this and put this all together. And of course, for those folks who come together, the sponsors, the players, all those folks that help to make this happen and contribute some very important dollars to these local fire departments. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim.